All right, as promised, we're joined right now by a five-time Pro Bowl player. He retired as the seventh overall leader in league history in receiving yardage. He was seventh in all-purpose yardage. He was 12th in league history in receptions. He is an NFL Network analyst, and you can watch Steve every Sunday morning on NFL Network's Good Morning Football Weekend at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. Steve Smith Sr. is my guest. Steve, it's good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. I'm doing great. Listen, the year, man, what a weird and unpredictable year it's been. It was not that long ago, for instance, that the Rams and the Chiefs were so explosive on offense, and now both teams are coming off a loss. The Rams' offense does not look the same, right? So when you look at the league right now overall, who are the teams that impress you the most?
Well, all the teams that have impressed us, the Cowboys, the Bears, the Rams, the Saints, right? Early on, the Jacksonville Jaguars, all those teams have really started to go in a different direction. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they come out and, you know, they're on their 3-4 game loser streak. Then they come out and play pretty good against the New England Patriots team who is traditionally well-prepared. They look well-prepared. They just got outplayed. And then also, too, you know, being here in Carolina, they started off hot in the Fumi month of September. October, now they falter, and they're, you know, trying to survive. Miami, look at Miami, what they're doing. So it's a lot of different things going on, and you just have absolutely no idea who is true and who isn't.
That's what I'm saying. Week to week, you have no idea. No idea whatsoever. Steve Smith Sr., my guest. So, Steve, what about this? Can a team like the Bears, that is so good defensively but not an elite-level team offensively yet, can they win a Super Bowl in today's NFL, or is it going to come down to how explosive your offense is?
I believe they can win, just like anybody else. The Philadelphia Eagles has showed us that based on having a Nick Foles come in and really take over that team for a team that was led by Carson Wentz, what, pretty much 90% of the time. So I think they can, but this is how they're going to have to do it. Everybody looks at Mitch Trubisky and I think undeservingly talk bad about him. Because you got to understand, Matt Nagy has done some remarkable things. John Fox was a defensive-minded coach who believes in offenses, don't screw it up. I'll leave it to my defense to dominate. And so what Mitch Trubisky is he's almost in his rookie year learning a whole new system. He is very good in the first quarter. He's very good when he is only reading, when he's one read kind of quarterback. That's where he is currently right now as his second year in the league, but his first year with Matt Nagy. So when it's under 2.5 seconds throwing the ball, he's pretty efficient. Almost 80%, he's about 75%. But other than that, when he gets off script, when they have to have him read multiple coverages with the responsibility of Matt Nagy's offense, he drops into 63%. He's 15. A touchdown versus 9, but when he's in that one read system, 5 touchdowns, 1 interception. I mean, 115 quarterback passer rating. When he's not, he's 89%. So that just shows you he's still trying to figure things out.
Steve Smith Sr. joining us. Steve, there was a video, I don't know if you've seen this, from last night's game, Eagles and Rams, where Marcus Peters left the bench to talk to a fan who appeared to be jawing at him. I don't know if you've seen that video, but when you were playing, you have or you have not?
I have not seen the video.
Yeah, and it's really interesting. Like, when you played, how often were fans screaming at you when you were on the bench?
Oh, I mean, I've been called a ton of names. I was at one time, there was, it's probably mean for me to say, there was a lady who was calling me all kind of names. Nothing racial, she was calling me a midget, she was calling me all this stuff, and she stood up. And this was probably about the third quarter, so it was about three quarters full. I turned around, I looked at her, and I said, "What trimester are you in?" And she quit talking, and she sat down, and I didn't hear from her again.
Wow.
And hence, she was not pregnant.
Wow.
So, you know, sometimes you got to be careful. So, you know, some people are savages like me. And then there are some people that are not, like her. So she learned very quickly that there are just some people you pick on. Another instance, there was a video out that I cursed at someone, and this guy kept heckling me. He was in, what was it? It was the New England Patriots. And he said, I said F you to him, which I did not. He goes, "You suck, you suck, you suck." He kept saying that, "You F you know." fans sometimes got to be careful what they wish for.
My man, you are a savage. Steve Smith Sr. joining us on the program. You know, where do you draw the line? I mean, do they have license? If they buy a ticket, does that give them license to say anything they want, or is there a line?
I mean, sometimes, you know, these guys get alcohol in them, and that's what they do. But for the most part, I'm, you know, playing in Carolina, there's a guy in Atlanta for years who heckled me, but it was in good fun. At one point, I mean, I played here 13 years, so at one point, you know, about the seventh year, I'm like, this dude's a ticket season holder. He's a PSO owner. I looked forward to seeing if he was going to be at the game.
Huh.
You know, I actually, hey, Merry Christmas. How's the family? It got to a point where it was respectable because you're seeing somebody once a year for 13 years. I mean, after a while, bro, you're running out of material, right? So he was just like, man, it's good to see you. I'm back, and I will always say, me too. And he would say, I'm tired of seeing you, and I would say, I'm tired of seeing you. Right? But it was out of good fun. And here's the cool part. I go through Thursday Night Football when Atlanta played New Orleans. No lie. I see the guy. And he looks at me, and I just looked at him, and it was really cool. So, you know, those are the things, those are the parts of football that you kind of look forward to. You seeing the same people, you know, but then there's other parts where some people believe because they bought a ticket, because they feel wherever they feel that they're going to say, and you got to take it. And I just think there are some fans who get out of line. They have, and that's just part of it. And I'm not sure why they think just because they buy a ticket that they can talk to you any old kind of way. And then you can't say anything in return.
Steve Smith Sr. joining us. I agree. It does not give you license to say or do anything that you want. All right, now what about the Panthers? They've lost five straight going into tonight's game against New Orleans. Where are they at in your mind as a team right now? What do you see when you look at them?
Well, I see a team that, you know, obviously has a quarterback who is very efficient, who's athletic. I mean, talentedly gifted, right? Can put the ball anywhere. But this is a team where you had high hopes for them. Like I said, the full month of September, they did a great job, right? Just like a lot of other teams. But things have unraveled for a number of reasons. And it's not necessarily, you know, everybody's talking about the coaching. Coaches don't tackle. They don't throw. They don't catch, right? And so sometimes coaches do get too much credit and also don't get enough credit at times. But that's that healthy balance. Baltimore, if you don't win, blame goes everywhere. And it starts at the top of that as possibly a GM, head coach, and then players and so forth. So you will see if things continue the way they're going, you got to understand a new owner. He's not necessarily – his patience is there, but the way they've lost and the type of teams they've lost to, you kind of get worried for people. Because even with Tampa Bay, they lost that Tampa Bay game, but they almost lost it the first time at home. So it's not necessarily a surprise if you really look at it under a microscope, like I'm required to do watching film every week.
So, Steve, what's it like now? You and I talked throughout your entire career, and you were always extremely focused on the game and the job, and then you had some things off the field that were interesting to you and you'd pursue when you had that time. But now you're breaking down film, but for a different reason, not to go out there and be a gladiator every Sunday, but to do a different kind of job. What's it like to get in the dark room, break down that film, and do the job you do right now? Is it close to what it used to be, or is it nothing like that?
Well, it's still the same where I'm watching film to find out what, why, how. Right. So the little nuggets that I said about Mr. Trubisky is, you know, finding out what does he do well? Why does he do it well? What doesn't he do well? So I sit there and watch film. Also, too, you know, one of the things that's very frustrating as an analyst is when I'm watching every week, like the Cowboys. It took me 4 or 5 weeks to jump on the Cowboys bandwagon. Then I have that foot and mouth disease. At Thursday night when they just beat the brakes off the New Orleans Saints. So I'm right there. I'm eating my humble pie on television. I'm watching it. And then I pick them, and then they go out there and get a goose egg. You never know what's going to happen. You know, just the culture of the league as an analyst is literally week to week. You can be surprised. and not know whatever. I mean, look at Cleveland Browns. You know, I'm a huge – I know Hugh Jackson. I'm a huge fan of him. I know what he can do. But who would have thought the Cleveland Browns, after letting him go, are ascending, not descending, under Greg Williams?
Because nobody knows anything. And if you yourself are saying that, then I know that's a fact. Then nobody knows anything week to week. And that's what makes the thing so fascinating. You can watch Steve Smith Sr. every Sunday on NFL Network's Good Morning Football Weekend at 7 a.m. Eastern. Steve, what a great job, man. I appreciate you so much. Great to have you back.
Appreciate it.
That's how you close the show, Steve Smith Sr.